breathe, looking at her in wonder, shocked that he could remember colors so vividly that he could attribute an actual color to her cat's eyes. Her eyes were beautiful, glowing somewhere between gold and amber, with faint hints of green that darkened when he managed to elicit a laugh from her. She didn't laugh often or easily, and when she did, he felt it was more of a victory than any of the battles he'd won. As dreams went, and they only occurred when he was awake, they always seemed a bit out of focus, but he looked forward to seeing her. He felt protective toward her, as if his allegiance had already swung toward his dream woman. He wrote to her, songs of love, saying all the things he wished to tell his life mate, and when she refused to rest, he'd lay her down, her head in his lap, stroking her thick mane of hair and singing to her in his language. He'd never felt more content or more complete. He stirred, disturbing the rich soil surrounding him. The moment he moved, the pain took him, thousands of knives ripping from the inside out. The tainted vampire blood he'd deliberately swallowed had been thick with parasites, and they moved in him, replicating, seeking to take over his body, to invade every cell, every organ. And as often as he purged some to keep the numbers down, they seemed to work harder to multiply. Dominic hissed out his breath between his teeth as he forced his rising. It was not yet fully night, and he was an ancient Carpathian with many battles and kills to his name. As a rule, ancients didn't rise before the sun had set, but he needed the extra time to scout his enemy and get his bearings in this land of walking myths and legends. Deep within the cave he'd chosen in the Amazon forest, he moved the earth gently, allowing it to settle around him as he awakened, wanting to keep the area as undisturbed as possible. He traveled only at night, as his kind did, listening to the whisper of evil on the trail of a master vampire, one he was certain had knowledge of the plans to destroy the Carpathian species once and for all. His people knew that the vampires were coming together under the rule of the Five. At first, the groups had been small and scattered, the attacks easily fended off. But lately, the whisper of conspiracy had grown into a roar, and the groups were larger and more organized and widespread than first thought. He was certain the parasites in the tainted blood were the key to identifying all those forging an allegiance to the Five Masters. He'd gleaned that much over his days of traveling. He had tested the theory several times, coming across three vampires. Two were relatively new, and neither had the parasites, and were easy for an experienced hunter to kill. But the third had satisfied his questions. The moment he came into close proximity, the parasites had gone into a frenzy of recognition. He had listened to the vampire bragging for most of the night, telling him of their growing legions and how emissaries were meeting in the Amazon, where they had allies in the Jaguar Men and a human society that had no idea they were in bed with the very ones they sought to destroy. The Masters were using both humans and Jaguar Men to hunt and kill Carpathians. Dominic had killed the vampire. A quick extraction of the heart, and calling down the lightning, incinerated him. Before leaving the area, he had taken great care to remove any trace of his presence. He knew time was running out fast. The parasites were hard at work, whispering to him, murmuring evil enticements, unrelenting in their quest for him to join with the Masters. He was an ancient without a life mate, and the darkness was strong in him already. His beloved sister had disappeared hundreds of years earlier. He now knew she was dead, and her children safe with the Carpathian people. He could do this one last task and end his barren existence with honor. He rose from the rich soil, as rejuvenated as one with parasites in his blood could possibly be. The cave deep beneath the earth kept the sun from touching his skin, but he felt it anyway, knowing it was just outside the darkness, waiting to scorch him. His skin prickled and burned in anticipation. He strode through the cave with absolute confidence. He moved with the easy self-assurance of a warrior, flowing over the uneven ground in the darkness. As he began the climb to the surface, he thought of her, his life mate, the woman in his dreams. She wasn't his true life mate, of course, because if she were, he would be seeing colors vividly, not just